Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Most Medford, Oregon residents worked passionately for the war effort in 1918. Red Cross groups formed, young men enlisted in large numbers, and everyone was expected to buy Liberty Bonds. But there were pacifists among Medford's population, including members of the International Bible Students, a forerunner of the Jehovah's Witnesses, led locally by tire shop owner George Maynard. They invited Pastor E.B. Taliaferro to give a public talk at St. Mark's Hall on April 13th. Mayor C.E. Gates opposed the talk and warned Taliaferro to leave town. When a large crowd gathered at St. Mark's and pacifists didn't show up, 75 men found Taliaferro meeting in a home in nearby Ashland. The vigilantes seized Maynard when he came out of the house to see what was happening. They took him to Medford, stripped him to the waist, painted a large German iron cross on his body with printer's ink, and ordered him to leave town. The next day, Taliaferro and Maynard were gone, but other Medford pacifists sought protection for their religious beliefs. Instead, the city council passed an ordinance against publicly opposing the war and draft. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mulally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.